Those first few minutes are always the worst, when I can't get my mind off anything but you. I rest my cheek against my palm, still aware of how tenderly your thumb grazed it before you left the bed. Noticing how quiet it is once the front door closes. And when I take a deep enough breath, I swear I still smell our experience in the room. I'll hope it lingers for as long as possible. I am out and busy. I try my hardest to keep you from creeping into my thoughts, but you do at the worst times. As I'm sitting, I imagine I can still feel that pleasant sting from earlier. How the shock of that first slap just traveled through my body. And I smile to myself when I remember how delicious your laugh was in my ear before you told me to stick out my ass and receive a few more. But I chide myself for squirming in my chair and return to my tasks. The sun is setting, and my anticipation rises. I'm back in our place. I eat a little, drink a little. Play some music to calm my nerves and read while playing with myself to pass the time. I've always been impatient, always in control. Like the last night, when I told you what I needed and I opened my legs for you. Your lips were on my neck instead, and you reminded me, part of the pleasure is in the wait, my dear, and only obliged my requests when they became moaned, please. It's late, and I finally hear a knock at the door. I open it to someone I don't recognize, at the wrong apartment. Some drunken idiot trying to find their friends on a Friday night. Oh, God, I can't believe how faithful I've become. I must look so foolish, like a puppy waiting for their favorite person to come home. But when I'm finally about to turn off the lights, and nothing remains of my carefully planned outfit but stockings and shoes, I hear three soft taps, as if you knew I'd be waiting close for you. When I see you, I am overcome. I tighten my grip on my robe and I bite my lip. My pride is the only thing keeping me in balance. I want to yell, but all I end up doing is admiring you in the soft light. I want to close the door, but you walk through and you close it instead. I want to hate you, punish you, but all I can do is take staggering breaths as your eyes slowly take me in. You smile, and I almost feel betrayed by my body when the corners of my mouth start to curl up into a smirk. You take my hand and kiss my wrist. It's so soft, so sweet, oh so worthy of forgiveness. Your hands move up my arms and your kisses follow their path. First my shoulders as you push down my robe to make contact with my skin. Then my cheek, and when I close my eyes, your lips brush mine to steal the sigh of pleasure from my mouth. I lean back against the door as you slowly undress. My hands balled into fists as I try to fight my desire to touch you. But when you are finally nude, I'm rewarded with the view. You come closer, tongue trailing down the space between my breasts, then flicking over a hard nipple. You put a leg between mine to part my stockinged thighs. And as your fingers brush my wetness, you remind me, part of the pleasure is in the wait, my dear. And as my legs quiver, and I tighten on your fingers slipping inside me, I can't help but agree.